We welcome our guest, the legendary Rance Allen. Rance, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Brother Ellison. I'm blessed of the Lord.
Rance, you are a minister. You have that unique voice. And now to add to your resume, you're an actor.
I'm yet to just truly be convinced of that myself. But,
wow.
You know, whatever opportunity that the Lord will afford me, I'm willing to at least step into it.
Okay. How was it playing yourself?
Well, you know, that's pretty easy for me to do, you know.
Wow. Did you get a kick out of doing the movie?
Oh, you mean the Watt Stacks movie?
Okay. No, I'm talking about
Cat movie.
Bless and Curse.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Now I'm with you.
Okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah.
That was
a real nice experience because I really did appreciate the fact that Young Hatton wanted me to play that part. So basically I was told by the director, you got a different name, but just be you.
So mm-hmm.
It worked out real good for me.
Okay, Rance, we know about you, and whenever I think of Rance Allen, I think about Miracle Worker. When you did that, when you did that song, did you think that song would stay with you all this time?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. I have to tell the truth. I was going to be blessed if we were able to, get a few doors open and take it to a few auditoriums and, get that record out. But, now that I think back on it, I should have known that God had something special for that song, because while it came out in 1990, it was written in 1973.
Wow.
And every time we would try to put it on an album, it just never would work and was always rejected from that particular album. But when it finally came out, it was as if the Lord said, okay, now this is the album where this record is going to take the lead. And that was 1990, actually released in 91.
Mm-hmm.
And as of last weekend, we still cannot do a show without doing Miracle Work.
Wow. Another song. There's something about the name of Jesus.
That's another one. If I were just not a believer, I couldn't see how this song either could possibly be so well loved, because that particular song with Kirk Franklin came out in 96 or 97.
Mm-hmm.
And we have been singing it ever since then. And people respond to it just like we released it yesterday.
I tell you, Rance, you have a great history. Forming a group with your brother, Thomas, and Steve, when you look back over, was it hard doing it? Is it hard doing a family thing like that?
You know, our family situation pretty much just kind of came together. And, that Psalm 37 and verse 23 says that the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And it was as if though my older brother came to me and just said, hey, let's play music together. And then after that, we had a Mexican cousin in the band by marriage, and he went on to do things. And then my little brother Steve saw that vacancy, and now he comes up and says, I want to be in the band. And, you know, we just kind of began to work together and rehearse together. And that sound began to gel, and, you know, we've had our ups and downs and our disagreements and our little spats and so on, but I think it was due to upbringing that the Rance Allen Group was able to come together and stay together as long as we've been able to do. Well, for at least 40-plus years.
Wow. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. You know, you've been in it, like you say, 40-plus years, and now you see that gospel music is really crossing over. But if memory serves me right, you were one of the first groups, like with Walter Hawkins, but you were one of the first groups to cross over when gospel wasn't even crossing over.
You are absolutely right. And I even, this is one little credit that I will take to myself. I even said way back there in the day that I saw gospel music crossing over. I saw gospel music being a music that would be heard every day, all day long, 24 hours a day. And the Lord showed me that way back there in the day when gospel was only played on Sundays. It existed Sunday morning, and you had to wait till next Sunday. But the Lord showed me that, and sure enough, it has come to pass.
How would you describe your music? Would you say it's contemporary gospel, quartet, or how would you describe Rance Allen's music?
You know, it's hard for me to, like, put labels or place it under categories, because basically what I do is I write down what I feel, and I play what I hear, and I think it has to do with my environment, what I heard when I was a young man, and what I'm hearing today. All of that mixed together comes out the Rance Allen Group sound. But most people consider us to be a contemporized band that plays, you know, gospel music with an R&B kind of flavor.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them all the time, I say, well, I don't mind being an R&B singer, because for me, R&B doesn't mean rhythm and blues. It means rhythm and Bible.
Hey, I like that. I like that. I like that, Rance. Our guest is the legendary Rance Allen, Dr. Rance Allen, Elder Rance Allen. You hold a lot of hats. What's new on the horizon for Mr. Rance Allen?